This is the last time you'll hear this.
I'm Lily Ledbetter, and this is a Civil Liberties Minute with ACLU attorney Bill Newman.
When Lily Ledbetter sued her employer, the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, the jury awarded her $3.8 million in back pay and damages for the discrimination she suffered. But at the Supreme Court, she lost the entire case, 5-4, because the court said she hadn't filed her claim within 6 months of the first discriminatory paycheck. According to the majority, it didn't matter that Ledbetter had no idea that the men in the same position as she was were paid more. Didn't matter that the company said if you ever discussed or revealed your pay, you'd be fired immediately. And that she only found out because of an anonymous note telling her about the discrimination. In response to her loss at the Supreme Court, Ledbetter became a political activist. She lobbied, she wrote, she spoke up. And Congress passed the Lily Ledbetter Fair Pay Act of 2009, which resets the clock for a wage discrimination claim such as hers as 180 days from the last, not the first, discriminatory paycheck. For her fight, Ledbetter received nothing. But at the signing ceremony with President Obama, she said, "With the president's signature today, I have an even richer reward." Lily Ledbetter, indefatigable fighter for equality and justice, died in October. She was 86.
The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.